Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Luis, all kinds of offense last night, and you'd like to see that every night for sure. I really thought the most impressive thing to me was Wilson Ramos. It looked like the Ramos of old. He had the home run straight away to center, punched another one down the right field line, hit one in the gap, which we've seen him do when he's really hot. So maybe that bat is coming around.
Yes. Wilson looked very comfortable at the plate. I thought it was very well grasped to the ground. Really good base underneath him, so he was able to stay behind the ball well and extend his barrel to the zone. So you know, when Wilson's using the opposite side like he did yesterday, I mean, that's when Wilson's swinging a good bat. So he's great to see that sign.
Andrés Giménez got hit on the hand last night. I actually thought it hit the bat at first sound. It cracked that way, and the ball bounced away rather sharply too. But he stayed in the game, so I'm assuming he's okay.
Yes, Andrés is okay. He, a little bit of a scary moment just hearing the sound the same way. As his back is to our dugout, I mean, we couldn't tell what he hit, but we heard the sound. So, you know, when we saw his reaction, we thought he hit him like in the wrist or somewhere there where he didn't have the pad. But he told us that he hit the pad, but he got a little bit of the meat there in the hand. And but it was fine. He was fine then. He's fine now. He's good to go if we need him at any point of the game.
Ahmed Rosario will get the turn at shortstop tonight. He's been patient, and he's had to be because he hasn't played every day. Giménez has taken some of his playing time. How has he reacted to that?
He's been great about it. He's been very professional. Definitely a new thing for him. You're always learning this game. He's learning from it. He's working on different things from his approach to his base running, to his defense. He's doing some extra work so he can keep improving his game. So Ahmed, he's got the chance to get in there tonight, face a lefty, and I feel that he's really good at the plate and he could definitely contribute for us tonight.
You have Seth Lugo going tonight, and I don't imagine there's any restrictions on him at this point in time. This will be his fourth start, and he's good to go as long as he can?
Yes, he's good to go. He's fully stretched out. He's got Wilson behind the plate, and we're looking at him just to give us a quality start like the starters have been giving us lately. Last week it's been good that the starters have gone a little bit of the distance differently that's happened for the majority of the season.
And I asked you about Madsen Betances yesterday. I'll just ask again if there's any progress there and if there's anything new with either one of them.
Yes, Matsy is a little bit of ahead of Betances. He's thrown a full side, like fully stretched side. He's responded really well the day after the fully stretched side. He threw on the alternate side the other day, so we're looking at a probability to activate him soon. Betances is throwing touch of field. He's working on different things in his mechanics and arm angle. He's a little bit behind Matthew, but they're both close to getting activated.
That's good news. Louis, good luck tonight. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ed.